Very excited to introduce you all to Brandon Harwell, who's one of the founding partners of BCH Wealth Management, friend of Kevin Powell's, which means he's a friend of all of us.
Unfortunately.
Brandon, how are you doing, my friend?
Fantastic. How are you?
Thanks doing for great. Me. You're originally from the Northwest suburbs, right?
Arlington Heights. Mount Prospect now. Two kids.
And bedtime's always fun, right? 1.5 and 4 years old, you're saying?
What time is it? It's 6:40, so they have started bedtime, and I will not be there, thankfully.
Yeah, you're right here on Your Money Matters instead, doing work, exactly. Tell us a little bit about BCH Wealth Management. Who are you guys? Why'd you get started?
BCH was built in 2015. I was actually with an independent firm before that, based out of California. Was there for roughly 5 years. Got to kind of that point where I was, you know, usually younger individuals either go to a big bank, say JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, whatever it may be. And I kind of got to the point where I was over the hump, and I thought it was best to do it differently. Went out in September 16th of 2015, got a 600-square-foot office in Arlington Heights, and said, let's go. Let's see what happens, and here we are today.
And who are your clients? Who do you look for? Who do you want to call you?
Look for really anybody, but for no real reason. But we most of our clients are small business owners.
Okay.
Households, teachers, doesn't really matter. I mean, that's kind of one of the things that we built was one of the things that drove me crazy was when you talk to a firm and they'd say, well, we have minimums, and I'd ask why, and they never had an answer. So we built it to where if I have a $50 million client that needs estate planning, portfolio management, all the above, and he owns a small business, we can do that. But also if he wants his nephew to open up a $6,000 IRA, we can do that as well.
Right.
Won't have the same portfolio,
right?
But we can do both of those.
Right. And I imagine you would love to see people as they build their lives, whether they're newly married, new kids, or they're getting closer to the end of the retirement age.
Well, I'm 35. This is a legacy business. I will be doing this. This will be here beyond my lifetime. So I want to create relationships for current clients, their beneficiaries, beneficiaries, and beyond. This isn't something that's just I want to find somebody who's 65 and has a lot of money and ride with them for 20 years. It's not the case. I want to be a part of your family, top to bottom, and figure it out along the way.
And you mentioned top to bottom, and that's part of the holistic approach that you guys have, right?
Yeah, and I know you love that holistic on the the website.
Anytime I see the word holistic, I got to ask what you mean by that, because people use it a lot.
It is a little different, but basically it just means holistic, meaning another thing that drove me crazy was when I started in the business, it was all kind of segregated. And the average advisor today is roughly 60. I think 25% of advisors are 65 plus. And it was just known as you had your investment guy, you had your insurance guy, you had your accountant, you had your attorney. None of them talked. Didn't make sense to me. Because the best way to create a plan, portfolio, all of the above, you need to know all of those things. So that's kind of where we built it to where it's, we kind of call it a hedge fund mixed with a holistic financial planning firm. We're taking active management and looking at everything together. And a lot of older clients have had that insurance guy for 75 years. That's fine. We just need to know his number, need to know what's going on just to make sure your assets are protected correctly.
So you don't require someone to convert it all over to what you guys are doing. You just want to be able to chat with everybody.
Not at all. I mean, to be honest with you, I've kind of battled that back and forth of bringing things in-house or keeping them outsourced because I do like the checks and balances of it all. You know, sometimes you'll see it. I mean, we see it in sports radio all the time is where you see a guy that has an agency as an agent, and then he also has a CPA firm, investment, all of the above, and next thing you know, the investment guy just bought a condo with his signing bonus. I like to be able to outsource to the attorney, outsource to the CPA, to where they look at what everything that's going on, and I can see what they're doing.
That makes sense.
And we work together.
Checks and balances.
There you go.
All right, we got to know you a little bit and what you do. We're going to take a break for weather and traffic. Afterwards, I want to talk about what I've been teasing, the idea of the new age strategies versus the age-old time-tested methods. Which one makes the most sense right now?
Can't wait.
It's a good topic. We'll get to that. First, let's get a look at weather and traffic. Mary Vandeveld. It's Brandon Harwell from BCH Wealth Management. By the way, we were chatting earlier, bchwealth.com. I want to make sure I give that website out. And your number, the office line, 224-875-7400. It's radio, so we say it twice.
Nailed it.
224-875-7400. Okay. So, in I think a lot of people do, they got a 401k, right, or an IRA.
Yep.
And they do the set retirement date, right?
Sure.
And they say, go good. I'm set,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
That money's there. It's going to slowly shift from more risk-heavy to risk-averse,
sure.
And I'm set. Is that an old way of thinking? Do we need to change a little bit with how things work now?
So that's a great way to start it, because 401ks are kind of the biggest concern, because you're beholden to kind of the list of mutual funds that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So the last 40 years, if we look back in the 1980s, the 10-year treasury bond was paying roughly 13%. Yeah. And as of 2020, it was paying 0.89.
Right.
So what does that mean? So that means that the last 40 years, if you basically just put your money into a basket of stocks, a basket of bonds, bought real estate, everything appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
As interest rates go down, stock multiples go up. Buying power for mortgages goes up, so your real estate prices go up. And as rates go down, your bonds appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you own really anything, it doesn't really matter. So the passive investor inside the 401k, dollar cost average, has been fantastic.
So the past 40 years before 2020.
40 years.
Everything was fine.
So, yeah. So the average.
You couldn't mess up, basically.
The average advisor, 65 years old, his entire career, it's been basically just, hey, hang on, it'll come back, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're in a point in 2020, like I mentioned, we were at 0.89%.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic kind of delayed that increase in interest rates, but now we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the biggest concern we've been talking about, because people don't really know what that means. So I got a call from actually just a friend, and he said, hey, I need to talk to you. My 83-year-old mother just looked at her account, and it wasn't, she's retired. Her husband passed. They have all of their assets in a trust, and she looked at her account, and she's so-called conservative. She's down 30%.
Mm-hmm.
She has no idea why.
Right.
So when you have mutual funds full of bonds, if rates go up like they have this year, the 10-year was at 1.5 to start the year. It's at about 3.6.
Mm-hmm.
That means that your bonds are trading 70 cents on the dollar, if not less. Now, if you own an actual bond,
mm-hmm.
you can just hold it to maturity.
Right.
So say I own a 20-year bond. It's paying 2%, which isn't very good. I look in the secondary market, and I can, if I want to get rid of it, I got to get 60 cents on the dollar. Well, that's okay. I'll just hold it for 20 years.
Until it matures.
Until it matures, I'll get my principal back. That's
right.
Fantastic. Still illiquid, because
right.
you can't do anything for 20 years. But that's, at least you can live with that. Inside of a mutual fund, there's no maturity. So
okay.
as rates continue to go up, you just keep getting depreciation of your so-called conservative asset.
You're exposed to it.
Well, exactly, and there's no maturity.
Right.
Because it's a basket of all of these bonds. It's not actual bonds.
Okay.
So this year, more than ever, that so-called 60-40 portfolio, which everyone knows about, 60 stocks, 40 bonds, has done the worst it's ever done, clearly. Because
mm-hmm.
of what we've seen.
Okay, but let's say I'm getting closer to retirement.
Yes.
And I want to get more conservative. And, you know, that bond option you think is maybe not quite as solid of a plan as you originally thought. What are you advising people? How do you make that adjustment?
So in an environment right now, the difference is passive versus active. And today, Ray Dalio, I don't know if you know who Ray Dalio is, probably not. He owns the largest hedge fund in the world, Bridgewater.
Okay.
He forever, because he's been around for 50 plus years, has always said cash is trash. You never want to have cash because it's trash. He came out today after he's 75 years old, been doing it forever and has the largest hedge fund, and said, I'm taking back what I said, cash is not trash. Because at times, when bonds are down 30, 35%, sometimes cash is a great tactical place to be during times of uncertainty.
Even with inflation going as it is.
Hey, inflation Cash making zero is better than bonds negative 30.
True.
So it's a dynamic shift. And it's a dynamic shift that we've been preaching here since really 2017, when rates started to trickle up. And when rates were trickling up at that point in time, you didn't see the 30% sell off in bonds. You saw 3-5%. So people were asking questions, but didn't really realize it. And then in 2020, for the pandemic, when rates shot down again, that gave everyone a quick opportunity to finally reallocate people that are overexposed to bonds, especially those that are older, need to be conservative. Unfortunately, most people just sat there and said, hey, hang on, because they don't know any different.
Well, you even use the phrase overexposed to bonds seems like a weird juxtaposition, yeah. Right? Because you think overexposed to bonds, what?
Exactly.
Bonds are safe. But if it's the mutual fund that has, they are the ones that own the bond, or they have the basket of bonds. It's different than you personally actually owning the bonds.
Well, and it's not only the mutual funds. I use that example because it's easy to understand. Even individual bonds, because you'll see illiquidity. I mean, just think about, all right, John has a bond, 10-year bond in his pocket that's paying 2%. If I think rates are going to be 4% tomorrow, I don't want your 2% bond.
True.
So it's illiquid. It's going to trade 50 cents on the dollar. And now what do?
Right.
You
have to hold on.
You have to hold on for 10 years.
Right. Interesting.
And some people that are at retirement need to trim those assets to live off of. They don't just live off of their, say, 2% coupon that they get. They're taking 3-5% drawdowns. And now if they do trim that asset, they're getting 50 cents on
it. Okay, so if someone's listening right now and they hadn't thought about it like this, maybe their advisor hasn't told it to them like this, which you would not be surprised if people have not heard this truth that you
hear it every
you
day.
Speak.
Yeah.
Can they call you and you walk it through with them at least a little bit to help them out?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the biggest reason why I wanted to come on today is because this narrative hasn't been discussed enough. Mm-hmm. Because there's not enough people out there to speak about it. And I constantly will have people that will call in. We'll review for free to say, this is where you're at. And we do not care if you stay where you're at, if you're with Fidelity, if you're with Vanguard. We are just going to tell you straightforward, this is where you're at. This is what happens if the market goes here, if interest rates go here, if they go here. Are you okay with that? Yes. Great. No, this is how you need to reallocate. Whether it's with us or anything else, the last thing you want to see is 85-year-olds lose their entire principal,
right,
that they were need for healthcare, for retirement, to leave a legacy for their family. And this is the prime time to look at it because you can look up 4 years from now and it might be too late.
Do people think that it's a little Chicken Little of you to say things like this, or do you feel like this is just the 40 years that we were living in was maybe this Goldilocks era that was the abnormality?
This is a deeper conversation. Sometimes I need to bite my tongue on it, but there seemed to be, like I mentioned before, and I'm not saying good or bad because I know good and bad advisors, but when you've been doing it one way and the average advisor is 60, 65, and everyone's been doing it that way, it's kind of a boys club where we just say we're all doing it this way. We don't know any different. And when I came into the industry, that's how it was too. And I constantly speak to older advisors today that are actually coming to us to say, well, how do we do it differently? They say, I haven't made a trade in 40 years. I have no idea what to do. I've basically been buy and hold mutual funds. What should we do? Because we want to do what's best for our clients, their beneficiaries, so on and so forth. So,
right. I mean, you're opening my eyes a lot, and I hope the listeners too. And that's why I said at least talk with you about it, because they may stay where they want, and that's fine. At least give you guys a call and chat with it. The number is 224-875-7400, 224-875-7400, bchwealth.com. Okay, Brandon, you've made your case. We'll have to have you on again and dive deeper, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, I'll give that number one more time, 224-875-7400. We're going to take a break. We'll wrap things up and have news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next on WGN.